Time for a community connection, all brought to you by Caldwell Banker, Lake Chelan Properties, the leading real estate firm here in Central Washington. And joining us this morning, very excited to welcome Senator Shelley Short of the 7th Legislative District, serving Ferry, Okanagan, Ponderé, Stevens, parts of Chelan, Douglas, and Spokane counties. That's quite a list, Senator.
It is.
Well, welcome to the program, and congratulations on your reelection back as the floor leader, the Republican floor leader. Tell us what that entails.
So basically, my job on the floor is to coordinate with my caucus the bills that we either support or don't, help them get amendments ready, work with our staff, and just be part of our leadership team. But I routinely communicate with the majority, the majority floor leader, Senator Richelli, used to be Senator Peterson. And it's just really about staying connected to try and create the opportunities that we need to make sure all Washingtonians are heard on the Senate floor. Mm-hmm. It's been an incredible honor, and it is quite the task.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. This is a long session. How do you see things shaping up early on here?
Well, obviously the big discussion point is the budget. And I want to make sure that your listeners know that we have continued to see incredible revenue into the state of Washington that's been sent by hardworking families and businesses. But the spending has outpaced that revenue. And that's why we are in the situation we're in. We basically need, or if the budget were to continue to be spent at the pace it is, we would need about six billion extra dollars to do that. I think where folks are at, our state's at, a lot of families, a lot of businesses, just things have increased, costs are increasing, liability insurance, all kinds of insurance. We need to do our part responsibly and make sure that we prioritize state spending. What do we need? What don't we? Is there duplication? Those kinds of things in the system. And so, all of us are already rolling up our sleeves and digging in. Mm-hmm. We want taxes to be the last resort. I mean, frankly, I don't think taxes are necessary.
We heard from new Governor Bob Ferguson, regarding his plans to try to rein in spending and that he plans on working with Republicans in that effort. Do you take him at his word? Do you remain hopeful, or you wait and see?
I think it's all of the above. His state of the state was quite refreshing. With the previous 12 years, we knew what Governor Inslee would be up to. And so the fact that he's reaching across the aisle, the fact that he wants to look hard at reforming state government, making sure state government is doing all it can to support Washingtonians and our businesses. I am hopeful. We'll see what his actions are, throughout session. But from what I've seen so far, I'm really incredibly hopeful.
Mm-hmm. Are there any bills or initiatives that you plan to put forth this session?
Oh gosh, yeah, I'm working on several. One I'd really like to highlight for Chelan, because I think it just typifies so much of what our communities are seeing across the state of Washington, is in housing and the cost of housing. I actually just dropped a bill this morning on reforming the state building code council. And what I mean by that is its membership, making sure that there are a lot of more people that understand construction. They understand, how you build, and it becomes less about just philosophy and more about what works and what the true cost of these things are. It's bipartisan. I'm really happy that Senator Jessica Bateman from the 22nd has signed on to that. And I also am one of the, I don't know what the word is. I apologize. I'm on the State Building Code Council, but I'm a non-voting member. Mm-hmm. But I have access to ask questions, access to their executive meetings, all of that. I think it's a huge piece of why our construction has been so expensive, and just codes without looking at whether or not they're really necessary.
Mm-hmm. You are also the ranking member of the Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee. What do you see coming out of this session in that area?
Well, actually, you know, I love serving on that committee. I think it's huge for North Central and Northeastern Washington. You know, all of the policies that we see in the natural resources arena. I would say it's going well. Senator Chapman ended up being the chair. There were some last minute decisions and he ended up being chair, which I'm grateful for. He comes from the House. He's very bipartisan, just a no surprises type person. So what we're seeing so far is really kind of bills that are specific to, you know, to member districts. Like I have several on, you know, the wolf issue, you know, and the impact to ranchers. And so he has heard several of those bills. I also have a DNR bill. If you have property and you're an adjoining property owner to DNR state land and they start doing surveying, I want to make sure that they're working with those landowners to understand those boundaries. And so I'm excited. All of those bills have been heard, and we'll stay tuned to see how many more bills we get through that committee.
Okay. And I know wolf predation is a big item for you as well. What do you see coming that way?
Well, you know, I think it's a multi-pronged approach. Part of it is talking with the agency. Part of it is talking with the Fish and Wildlife Commission. That's been really interesting. I think as far as the bills, it's about tools. It's about making sure indirect compensation works for those ranchers that want to take it. Look, I'm part of a big stakeholder group. We've continued to work it since about 2012 and work on things together. Both those things that benefit wolf recovery but benefit less loss of you know, livestock for our ranchers. It's not perfect, but we have stayed together and continue to march forward. And I think the bills, the funding, working with the department, you know, are just things that continue to hopefully make a difference. Mm-hmm. It's a tough issue. With the former governor and the Fish and Wildlife Commission has been very, very anti, even when we're working together. You know, they just continue to put up roadblocks. I'm hoping that the new governor is going to continue or consider a different path for, you know, for members he might appoint. The commission has been a big deal. And in fact, we're going to hear the Ruckelshaus House report on how well the Fish and Wildlife Commission is doing. And we'll hear that on Thursday, actually. Yeah. So it's the issue is a big issue. One, again, that I've been dogging since 2012. Mm-hmm. And there last year was a really hard year.
In light of the tragedy and wildfire situation down in Southern California, are you hearing increased conversation regarding wildland fires?
Oh, we've continued. I am so grateful with the work that has been done, again, very bipartisan in this space, from the former commissioner of land, Hillary Franz, our legislative leaders, you know, both funding, pre-positioning of those, of the assets they need to fight wildfire. And just a real strategic sense, I feel like our state is in a better position because of the funding that has been provided, because of her thoughtful approach when it comes to forest management and just fighting those wildfires. So we want to continue that effort. Gotta say, I'm a little disappointed in the new commissioner's direction to halt, couple dozen timber sales. You know, we all talk about, just, you know, old growth. But now what they're really talking about protecting is second growth. And I don't know if folks realize that or not. So we've got some work to do. I am, you know, willing to work with him, but really disappointed in this initial approach he's taken.
With the new administration in place, President Trump, do you anticipate anything coming our way as a result of his new initiatives?
Not exactly sure yet. I think there could be some. I'm excited to see what he's proposing and what he's presenting, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Anything else we want to get out to the community this morning?
No, just so, I'm just so grateful that people have, you know, have entrusted me with this position, representing the 7th Legislative District. It's such an honor. I welcome people communicating with me. If they have any questions or concerns, they can get a hold of our office and either via email at Shelley, Shelly dot short at leg.wa.gov. And our phone number here is 360-786-7612. I welcome listeners and constituents calling in and with their comments and concerns.
Well, thank you very much, Senator. We'll look forward to future reports from both you and Senator Gaynor as we move through this 2025 legislative session. Thanks for your service.
Oh, thank you so much, and I really appreciate the time to be able to visit with you this morning. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you so much. Again, Republican floor leader and 7th Legislative District, Senator Shelley Short, joining us this morning for a Community Connection.